Yeah, I think the point of discussion is the point of the discussion is whether the business side of the relationship and the process, the actual people who are actually producing things, hires the VA, or whether the IT or the ICT department, who is usually running an IT project or in charge of it, and we'll get into more of that later, but should they be hiring the business analyst? And if we broaden that out and think, well, if it's just more than project, if you're in a continuing stream of work, like a BA pool, should the BAs be out and around the business, or should they be in the IT area? That's the question at hand.
Well, businesses have been putting that function back and forth, so they still haven't figured it out either. So that's why I'm asking.
A business analyst are functional experts who work for change and improvement, helping organizations reach their strategic goals. It's all about the business's strategic goals through continual, successful technology improvement.
Yeah, but I don't think you've given us an argument either way.
Around what ICT can achieve, it is supporting the whole business as to what they can achieve.
You haven't told me whether it's better to have it in the business of IT.
Well, exactly. Well, I'm questioning that because is it a stable perch? You know, there are, and I admit, a lot of good reasons for putting the BAs in the business, but not if it's going to be temporary, not if they're not going to be supported, not if they're always going to be looked at and people going to wonder what are they doing there, and does the business have a solid plan for their BA services outside of projects? Can they extend their thinking into continuous improvement? And I think they need to get dragged into that. The fact that continuous improvement actually is a project these days rather than just, you know, part of the normal form of business indicates to me that they're just not ready for it yet. In fact, I'd agree with Glenn that, yes, BAs could do a lot of good in the business, but the businesses, they're not ready for them. In fact, frankly, they don't deserve them. They're not going to give them the support they need. They're not going to get the most out of them. So what of it? Why would you put yourself there? Why would you let yourself be pushed around there? Why would you do it? Glenn, tell me, why are you doing it now? Why are you doing it?
The opposite. Any business that stops changing and stands still these days is doomed for failure. So away goes the business and the ICT with it. But any business that is continuously improving, continuously changing, going off in new directions, looking for the next what if, and they need the BA constantly there to support all of that.
Okay, let's bring up the banks. Thanks, Glenn. What about the banks?
One of the first things they ask me is, where are you from? And when I was from the ICT, I'd say, well, I'm a business analyst. They say, but where are you from? I said, well, I'm a business analyst. I work for the business. I go, but where are you from? I'm from ICT. Oh, well, they don't understand. Let's go away. Come back later. We'll see what we can do. But now that I'm working in the business, they say, where are you from? Oh, I'm from the Deputy Vice Chancellor's office for academics. And then, oh, okay, well, in that case, step through the door, let's have a talk.
Well, is that because you're from the business or from you're from some particularly high-ranking role, right? I mean, you're attached, you can invoke some great name, and they'll pay attention to you for a moment, right? Until they figure out that the great name actually isn't following this project that closely and doesn't listen to you every day. And so in time, they'll phase you out. As the BA, I mean, anyone in any role who's acting as the deputy, if you like, the CEO or whatever, yes, they're going to get attention. But you know, is this where the BA is going to live in ICT? I mean, BA is going to come in and sit at the right hand? I don't think so.
Doesn't matter where the BA sits. They have to have the
They
talent.
Are going to be buried in operations.
They have to have the talent to build the trust with whomever they're working with. If you're in a business, you have to have the talent to build the trust with technology side. If you're in the technology side, you have to have the talent to build the trust and forge the relationship with the business side. Having a fancy departmental name after your email signature. It matters not. It's about the personality of the VA and what they do with the book.
Well, I disagree with that. I think it goes hand in glove, but having that step up means you have to spend less time on the peripheries of proving your worth to people, and you can get straight on to the job rather than come from ICP and then have to prove your worth and that you really do know what you're talking about, and 2 weeks later you can actually start getting on with the actual work.
Yeah, but you still, okay, I take your point. So, you know, you're coming from one tribe, you're trying to get folks to the other tribe. So if you flip it, so you're in the business, now you're coming to the IT tribe, don't you think you'd have to go through the same steps? They're trying to give you the brush off, you know, who are you? You're not one of us. You know, what, who is this guy? Should they even pay attention? You know, should they even pay attention? And I grant you this, Glenn, because you've lived so long in ITT, you've got the moves. You know how to move in an IT. You know who to talk to. You can do it, you know. But that's not your average VA. Imagine your average VA who's been raised in the business, being the business VA, and now they confront IT. And that they could be in for a tough time, I think, as they come up against this crowd.
But there's 2 points there. The fact is that you're presuming, the first point is you're presuming that the BA is invisible because they're in ICT. That's not the case. That's just the way of how BAs are arranged in a particular place and how they're presented to the business. Are they regularly assigned to a part of the business? That's one element. The other thing is, well, I've forgotten the other thing. I think I need another drink. But
No, that's great. Oh, we can think of another thing or two. Gideon is going to help you here. Gideon is going to come through with that missing point. He was the one who was hiding it all this time. Yeah. Save us, Gideon. So where was David going with this? Yeah.
But I do find it strange that business analysts from the business talk to business analysts from the IT team. That's just...
That is truly strange.
That is strange.
Yes, and I know that in my area where the business analyst goes to ICT and we ask for something, well, it usually comes through because, hold on, who's paying ICT? The business. So they really don't want to do themselves out of the job role.
I was going to say... when I was a young business analyst, still in my long socks and short pants, I was always taught that the VA is a communicator, communicating from the people who do the stuff to the people who are going to build something to support them, from the business to IT. And if you're in a situation where you're communicating through a chain of VAs, that must be less than ideal, unless it's a very particular situation as to why you're doing that, like a very complicated situation. And this goes into another fallacy of a business analyst and an IT business analyst, which is something that we've been seeing a lot in current times, and I think is even worse than having no BA at all sometimes.
Mm. Oh yes, I fully agree. And that devolves back to where did the BA come from? And there's two approaches to that, where here I am in the business area and I'm reading Pinky Weekly, and so my manager comes up to me and says, oh, you know something about IT. Go and talk to those people on IT about what we want. And so I go off and do that, and it's sort of successful. So my manager says, wow, you did a good job there. You're now a business analyst. Or I am in ICT and I'm reading the BRW. Yes, that dates me, I know. And my
The bulletin, surely.
You know,
the Financial Times.
The business has just asked me for something. Can you go and talk to them about what they want? And I go off and I talk to them, and it's sort of successful, the project. So my manager says, oh, you get along well with the business. You're now a business analyst.
Yes.
Well, look, let's go back to the first one, because this is one I've seen a few times. You've got the IT, you've got the person in the business for some bloody IT project going on, and there's this probably a younger person, I'm guessing, who shows some interest and enthusiasm and is helpful, and they become, what's the lovely word that ICT calls them, champions, something like champions. That. They become the champions of the project, the major. The champions. They're in the business, but they're showing an interest in IT. And it's at this point some older business person should come to them and say, don't do it. Don't do it, because if you go down this IT track, you'll become the champion. You'll get totally fixed with this, and people won't think of you as an up-and-coming accountant anymore. They'll think of you the person who knows how to work the ERP system or something like that. And their career is dead, right? It comes to an end. And I tell you something else, and I've seen this time and time again, and this pattern with champions, right? Champions are young and they are smart, right? And they jump into this and they thrive on the opportunity and they go for it. And then two things happen. One, they're smart and they're bright and they get going and they do stuff and they make things happen, and they get hired by someone else and they're not promoted in their own line, right? And so they leave. And this is the danger of champions in the business line, because they never last. They never last more than a couple of years for those two reasons. They generally leave, or they're hired away because of those two reasons. They're smart and ambitious, and that's why they got into it. But the business itself does not recognize what they are bringing to the party. They just ignore it. They're putting in all this time and effort. And that is why it's dangerous for BAs to get involved in the business, because they'll find themselves in that same slot.
Oh, I think there's a difference there, Andrew. I've seen a lot of so-called BAs arise out of business without any affinity or any background or technical knowledge at all. Barely able to do a process map, a process diagram, coming through the path that you've just described, but they've only got one side of the equation. They don't have any IT knowledge, they don't have any IT affinity. I think the problem there lies. And that's where I said earlier, that's where the dead cats over the fence into IT come from, because these people aren't writing requirements. Mm. But as Glyn hinted at earlier, talking about
inexperience,
and an IT person who reads the Financial Times or whatever, has a bit of personality, nor do they necessarily make a good business analyst. Because they may not have the correct set of skills to be able to work with business people and do things. But I think that's getting beyond the point. You can have good BAs coming from either direction, as long as they can bridge the divide, and that's what a BA does, bridge the divide between the business operations and how IT works. You can have a good BA developing from either, but they've got to know that I don't think there's an argument for whether they should be working for IT or working for business.
Yes, I think it's quite incumbent that a BA needs to leave ICT in order to have a career. I mean, how far can a BA go staying within ICT?
I think that's a false argument. I've had a very nice career indeed. I've always been a BA.
Outside of the ICT area to get higher. So within your organization, your chief executive officer, if he's not the best business analyst the organization has, then that organization is in dire straits. So, and I can remember back to one of my best managers ever, Tom Filianos. He started off as a business analyst and then running a very large company as a CEO.
A CEO, talents for being a CEO.
Well, good for Tom. Well done, Tom.
To a well-rounded BA. And maybe they do bridge, but I still don't think that's an argument for whether they should be hired by the business or by the IT department. I don't think any of you have convinced.
As David, as you say, the BA sits as the bridge between the two. And given that, then we get to the question, and what we're really talking about is who should be paying them, right? Who should be paying them? Should they be paid directly from the business and have their job in there, or should their job be in ICT? And let's just go to the fact that their job arises and services projects, right? And the businesses don't have that many projects. They can't string that many together end to end, while ICT can because it's servicing many different parts of the business, right? And so that seems very clearly from a career perspective or just to claim the stability of employment, that you would do much better to be in the ICT side where there is a consistent pipeline of work coming from all parts of the business and gives you that broad area. If you were in one part of the business, you'd only just get to see one little bit at a time.
I see that. I see where you're going. I've also seen as a contractor, being hired on the business side and having ICT almost openly hostile to me. Even though I've got a strong IT background, they assume that when the business brings you in, that you have to actually work hard with proving your mettle with the ICT. It's a harder job to be parachuted, even for a contractor. But I think it's even better to be on that side of the equation because you have instant trust and rapport with the business, and they're the ones you want to open up and to actually find out, do the elicitation and help with the analysis. They're the ones that you'll be doing the facilitation with.
Yep.
So it's a benefit to be parachuted in.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
So how about security analysts or security analysts
Let me just talk over you, Gideon, for a second here. I just can't let David go on that because he just happened to say the word contract. Contract. So you were hired by the business on a contract, right? So they would just wanted you for a short time, and then they're going to let you go, right? Lovely. Yes, Now, your contract, I bet, would be much longer if you were in ICT than if you were in that particular piece of the business, that a particular piece of work happened only over a particular point in time.
Well, I suppose you're right, but most of my career is just doing discrete projects. So,
looking at the success of the career of the business analyst as against the success of the project that was implemented. And the business analyst is in there to make sure of the success of the project. You may work in many different places, but if you leave a trail of destruction behind you, then boy, you're not going to get much further, are you? Whereas the whole thing is about you are there for the business to ensure the business gets benefit from the project when it goes in. And it is the business that has that intrinsic, invested interest in that, not so much ICT. ICT are there as the end support for that, to make sure the systems and architecture and everything else is in place. But we all know that that absolute bedrock of a very good understanding of what the needs are as against wants.
Let's just wind that back a bit, Glenn. You're just talking about ICT being there, to give the business what they want and all that. Well, ICT is running the project, right? ICT's reputation hangs on the success of the project, right? So there's an awful lot of focus on making the project a success, and serving the needs of the business sometimes can fade away a little. It can not quite get as much interest as preserving the success of the project. And this is where a BA, can find themselves in a bit of difficulty here when they're sitting in a project, because I think we've all been there where we've seen certain requirements or things getting thrown, things that the business need getting quietly, not dramatically thrown under the bus, but just quietly eased out left stage, right? Just eased out in order to preserve the budget or the timeline and make the project successful. And then of course it's a great success, but it hasn't been delivered properly. And so what happens then? What's the BA going to do? Are they going to announce this to everybody and then they can't work with ICT anymore? Are they going to you know, explain to the business that, you know, you only got half of what you thought you were going to get, and they didn't even realize it. That's not going to work either. It's a difficult place to be, and at the end of the day, you're better off, you know, with the folks that are effectively driving the project, because that is where you're going to get your next job.
I can't let you end there, Andrew. Yeah. That is
thank you
ridiculous.
For traversing. Yeah.
Your argument
ridiculous. Ridiculous. Please explain.
That your argument supports the BA being in the business. The BA is conflicted often because they're beholden to IT budgets, IT timelines, even, I dare say, misguided architecture strategies, when the last thing that's been thought about is the best interest of what people need and when they need it. And a BA working on behalf of the BA without any intrinsic ties to the IT department can actually say, actually, you need these. Here are your priorities. They can support the business priorities, and they can have a stronger influence over the project direction from that, rather than being coddled by IT management and sometimes project management. I don't know what it is.
I'm just illuminating the tragedy of the BA in the business, right? Because they take the line you suggest, they do all those things you say, and they say, thank you for that. Yes, you've helped us get this over the line, now go away. Because we only had one project and we're going to have another one for 2 years, and so you have sacrificed yourself on the altar, you know, of your values, and that's great, and we appreciate that. So great. And meanwhile, ICT is hiring another BA for the next project.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. A little story.